From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Speaking on Friday at the closing ceremony of a joint military exercise with the Philippines, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter emphasized the United States' commitment to security in the South China Sea, where territorial disputes have placed China at odds with several of its neighbors.
With each Balikatan and each cruise by the Stennis, with each new multilateral exercise and each new defense agreement, we add a stitch to the fabric of the region's security network. This is the network, peaceful, principled, and inclusive, America continues to stand for.
China has protested the visit, saying the United States is taking a lopsided approach, favoring China's rivals. The Chinese have claimed almost the entire South China Sea and have aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are claimed by other countries. North Korea appears to have failed an attempt to launch a missile marking the birthday of its founding president, Kim Il-sung. The South Korean military and the U.S. Strategic Command say the missile test appears to have failed early Friday off its east coast. North Korea has repeatedly test-fired missiles in defiance of sanctions imposed by the United Nations. Brazil's Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by President Dilma Rousseff to block the impeachment process against her. The High Court decision on Friday clears the way for Congress to determine if she will face an impeachment trial. She's accused of illegal government accounting tricks, boosting her re-election chances. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA. A U.S. military spokesman says coalition forces are seeing success against Islamic State fighters in Afghanistan, where they are rapidly recapturing land from the insurgent army. Speaking in Kabul, this is Brigadier General Charles Cleveland.
We think that we have significantly decreased the footprint that they have in Afghanistan. The second indicator we see is that we are beginning to see them trying to move into either Kunar, Nuristan, or perhaps south down to Ghazni. And we don't think it's that they're moving because they're able to expand because they've got additional capacity. What we think is that they're trying to survive.
The general also said that despite some setbacks, the Afghan military is successfully putting pressure on the Islamic State while boosting its own ranks. Traffic was notably thinner in the usually congested roads of the Indian capital. This as Delhi authorities have launched a two-week-long plan to restrict private automobiles on the streets to combat the world's most toxic air. Cars are only allowed out on alternate days depending on their license plate numbers. New Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has expressed hopes of making car rationing a more permanent feature, but experts warn that may not be possible in a city whose notoriously bad public transportation is blamed for the massive growth in private vehicles. Still, there is much public support for the measure in a city that's becoming aware of the severe damage being caused to its health from toxic vehicular fumes. Nandini Guha is a local resident.
It's about time we did something, otherwise we are heading towards a disaster where the environment is concerned.
The true test of Delhi's car rationing will come Monday when office workers return to the streets. U.S. officials are giving details about the arrest this week of a former Liberian rebel commander. Mohamed Jabata, a.k.a. also known as Jungle Jabba, was arrested at his home in the U.S. city of Philadelphia. This following an investigation by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. He allegedly served in the 1990s as a commander in the rebel group known as the United Liberation Movement for Democracy in Liberia. An indictment said he either personally committed or ordered troops under his command to commit numerous atrocities. On Monday, the American Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in a key U.S. immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case is about two Obama administration initiatives which offer protection to immigrants. Republicans criticized the plan as an illegal executive overreach. The administration argued that the executive branch is well within its rights in deciding to defer deportation. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.